As we enter another month dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, decisions continue to be made as to how we can move forward in the healthiest way possible. This is Lisa Berry, and when it comes to what that looks like in our schools, there have been a variety of responses. In the Ann Arbor Public School District, a decision was made early on to keep students learning at home, with all classes in all grades being taught online. And here to update us on where they are with that plan and to respond to some parents' concerns is Ann Arbor Public School District Superintendent Dr. Janice Swift. Thanks for talking with us.
Well, hello, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
What has leading a school system in a global health crisis been like for you?
Well, you know, Lisa, this is just a really challenging time for everyone, our students and our staff and our parents and our community. It's just a time of deep challenges as we work together to face this COVID crisis.
As we wrap up the first half of the school year, what are you thinking the new year will look like for Ann Arbor Public Schools?
Well, as you know, Lisa, Governor Whitmer described it last week, we're in the worst moment of this COVID-19 pandemic. And our current reality, we all understand, is that cases are surging higher than at any point during this pandemic. Our public health system is challenged to keep pace, to do the contact tracing, and we lack readily available and timely results on testing. So we are in a situation where we all really are going to have to work together to get through the worst of these weeks. And as we've said from the beginning, our Ann Arbor Public Schools plan is that we will return our students with the greatest challenge, so those with specialized learning needs, as well as our youngest students, those will be the first students to transition back into a face-to-face in-school learning environment.
I reached out to talk to you because I interviewed someone with a parents group called Ann Arbor Reasonable Return that has been advocating for getting those students you just mentioned back into the classroom as soon as possible. Do you have a time frame in mind for that to happen?
You know, we have said from the beginning, and the board has discussed this in over months of public meeting, that it is tempting to set a date on the calendar. We understand that is the temptation, and yet the COVID pandemic is not necessarily following a calendar. And so what we have set out as our process is that we review the data each week and update our community. At this time, the rates of infection far exceed a point where we could reasonably and responsibly begin to return students to the classroom. So we are focused on that day, and our plans are in place, and we look forward to the opportunity to begin with our small groups of students, those who are the most vulnerable to virtual learning. And in the meantime, we will continue with our virtual learning through the worst weeks of this crisis that we're facing right now.
One of their concerns is that you, Dr. Janice Swift, are not really hearing some of their concerns, that some students are not doing well, having psychological struggles, and families are suffering. What is your response to that?
Well, Lisa, we do not underestimate in any way the challenge that this places for students and parents and families, for staff, and for our community. Schools and school teams are designed, we're hardwired to be together, to gather together inside of classrooms and schools across our community. We absolutely understand that this current crisis situation places extraordinary burdens on everyone involved. And we've worked very diligently to provide the necessary food and connectivity and devices, and our mighty team of social workers and psychologists and counselors and intervention specialists. They are on the job, Lisa, every day, doing everything we possibly can to wrap arms around and support our students in every way that we safely can do so. So, Lisa, we do understand. We hear from parents every day. We are reaching out to parents every day. And we know that some families have experienced this crisis in very different ways than other families have in terms of losing loved ones and in terms of the needs that have been presented. So we absolutely hear and understand the concerns and that challenge of balancing risk and balancing the benefits and health and safety all into what is an impossible situation.
It seems to be a bit of a numbers game as to where you think the case numbers need to be to restore some in-person learning, numbers versus percentages. Is there a plan that you're following along those lines? And are you aware that's where you may be differing with this parents group on when in-person learning can return?
Well, Lisa, we are learning every day. We continue to reevaluate and reconsider. At this moment, right now, the rates are many times over where they need to be in order to safely and responsibly and sustainably have students and staff gathering back inside of the building. So we will continue to learn and continue to update. We absolutely are living and learning through this crisis as we move along. That idea that that schools are not at all a place where COVID infections are transmitted. I just want to point to the, you know, every Monday we receive the MDHHS report, state report on school infections, school outbreaks, and school cases. That update shows 85 new staff and student cases from this past Thanksgiving week, and an ongoing number of almost 1,200 cases. And those are actual cases that have been determined to have been transmitted in school. And I do want to point out that 39% of those cases from last week were at the preschool and elementary school level. So that idea that that it is absolutely safe and children do not get the virus and they don't transmit it at school. Our own Michigan and Washtenaw County data speaks differently to those facts that we're all currently experiencing.
Ann Arbor School Superintendent Dr. Janice Swift, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate the opportunity.